Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
For the last couple of podcasts, we've been talking a lot about prospecting. And in the last episode, I shared with you a success story of how to grow your business by thinking about what your current clients could use from you that you're not selling them. So in other words, growing your business by selling more to your existing clients. I thought it might be useful, though, to switch gears a little bit and now talk about growing your business by bringing on new clients. And to do so, I'll start by sharing a success story. You probably know that referrals are one of the best sources of new leads. And I was working with a financial services company not too long ago where one of their sales reps, let's just call him Larry, was at the bottom of the barrel. He was suffering every month. He was the worst sales rep on the team. Now, it was a pretty successful team, so he was hitting his target. But Larry was an incredibly competitive guy, and it really bothered him that he was always on the lowest rung of the totem pole. And I told him he needed to start asking for referrals because he was selling the hard way, the old-fashioned way, cold calling, cold calling, cold calling. And he said to me, you know what, Colleen, in my market, people won't give referrals. This was an international client, and he was selling in the Middle East in a country that he said was very private about their wealth, and they'd never share their financial advisors with their family or their friends. And I insisted, and I said, Larry, you have to keep asking for referrals. Just try. And Larry finally capitulated. I think he got tired of me nagging him on this one, and he started asking for referrals. And you know, within 6 months, 80% of his business came from referrals, and he became the number one sales rep in the company. Not only did he become the number one sales rep that year, but he stayed the number one sales rep for 3 years in a row. And 80% of his business continued to come in from referrals. Here was a guy who was scared to ask his customer base for help. It wasn't that his customer base was unwilling to give him the help. He was scared to ask them for help. And you know what? This is a very personal story for me as well, because it happened to me early in my sales career. I didn't want my clients to think I needed help. My thought was, if I asked for referrals, they'd think, what, Colleen, you're not good enough to do this on your own? Should we do business with you if you need our help to grow your business? And while I was, ironically, suffering and needed the help, I didn't want my clients to believe that I needed the help because I thought that that would hurt me. The opposite is true. Your clients want to help. Your clients want you to be a success. And by opening up and asking for introductions to people that they know, people inside their own companies, people who are their suppliers or their vendors, people who are their other service providers, you will grow your business more quickly. It's so important for you to be selling to new customers all the time and keep the lifeblood of your business flowing by adding new business on a yearly basis. Referrals are your best way to do this. My contention is that most sales reps don't ask for referrals because they lack the proper mindset. And I know this because it's true for all of us. I suffer from this myself. I have experienced it in the past, and I know that you can overcome it. So get out of the mindset that your clients won't help you. Erase the fear that your clients will think you're a failure, and go out today, identify two customers who you know have additional contacts that would be great contacts for you, and ask them for their help to make an introduction to you.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.